Shall I start now? All right. My name is Rudy Levy, the director of the North Shore Church Band. We have some folks here from the Band of the Saved, and we've been asked to give their testimony. Now, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm saved, and I thank God for this salvation. Thank God that 25 years ago, He saw fit to save me. By grace are you saved through faith alone, and that not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, as any man should boast. And I'm so thankful that the Lord took me out of professional music and put me where He wanted me. Thank God for this convention, this wonderful time we're having here. Sorry we have to leave today, but we only get a chance once a year to come out. Now I'd like to introduce some of the players in the band that are saved and are going to give their testimony. This is Marlene Martin, one of my trumpet players. Now tell where you're from, Marlene.
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
School?
And I go to Lakeview High School.
You're on your own.
Praise the Lord for saving me when I was young and for having me grow up in Him. And I praise Him that the little notes I do know that I can play to His glory. And I thank Him for the peace and the joy in my heart. In Romans 5:1, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And that is my testimony.
The next is Alan Lindquist. He's our first trumpet player in the band from Lane Tech High School.
Well, I'm thankful that I know the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. And it was through this band at North Shore that I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. At the time that I first came, I was playing in a dance band. I really thought that was something. But when I found the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I found something far greater. And the Bible says that God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto myself, I unto the world. I just thank and praise Him what He's done for me. And I know now that I got something far greater than dance bands or anything of them. In Christ, my favorite verses are Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Next is Bill Riggs, our drummer.
I'm truly thankful, too, that the Lord has saved me. I am a student at Milwaukee Bible College, and I'm from Blue Island, Illinois. And certainly, we know that after we have accepted Christ, we are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power, as Colossians 2:10 says. And I truly am thankful that I do stand complete in my Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that someday I can say with the Apostle Paul that I have fought the good fight, that I have finished the course, and I have kept the faith. Pray that each one of you may too have that prayer in your hearts as you read God's word and rightly divide it, as we are doing up at school.
And next we have Carl Messerkamp, baritone playing the band, was just saved about 4 months ago at a Youth for Christ meeting in Chicago.
I'd really like to thank the Lord for saving my soul. I knew I was condemned and on my way to hell. The Lord Jesus Christ found me. And recently I read a book called Never a Dull Moment, and being here at Cedar Lake, I've really found that to be true, or anywhere. I know Jesus Christ is always with me, and I'm very honored and glad that I can serve Him by playing my baritone and many other ways. I'd really like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for saving my soul.
Next is Charles Hartrick. He has two players in the band, his children, and we praise the Lord for him.
I've been saved since 1927. The Lord saved me by faith through grace, and I thank God that I know Him as my personal Savior. And my verse is to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I know at North Shore Church, that's where they do. They rightly divide the word of truth, and we praise His name for that.
Now we have Don Eckley, a trombone player in the band.
I'm thankful tonight that I know the Lord Jesus Christ. Rudy said that I could only talk for 20 minutes. It isn't that I like to talk, it's the fact I've got so much to talk about. There's a scripture verse that Mr. O'Hare used to use a lot. It says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. I pray that my prayer, that the grace of God that he gave me, that won't be in vain, that I'll be able to be a testimony for his love and grace. When I think of what he's done for me, lifted me out of the pits of sin. Oh, I thought I was saved, a religious person, went to church all the time, but that didn't satisfy the longing in my heart. It was the day when I met the Lord Jesus Christ face to face that I knew him as reality, and I can say, but God forbid that I should glory, saving the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world.
And now Bill Cash, the band manager and the drummer in the band that has two children beside himself, playing with us.
It's always a privilege to testify for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I realize the value of a testimony. It was such that led me to a saving knowledge of my most wonderful Lord, because a person took time to tell me of his love and mercy. Consider it a privilege to work for him, to serve him, and to honor him in all that I do and say. I praise him for the opportunity of being here at the conference and playing with the band. We pray that the Lord will bless in all things, and that his Son may be glorified, and that we may share the blessings here and in eternity with him.